everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 14th of April. So the new format is that each Sunday, new day of the week, I will go through the transits that are going to affect us for the whole week first. So this week's aspects that are influencing us for most of the week or all of the week, the first one is the Sun's parallel to Mercury that entered on the 12th of April, is exact on the 14th of April, and it's going to affect us right up into about the 16th of April. Then we've got Mars's contraparallel to the Moon's north node, which is the same as the opposition. And this entered on the 7th of April, is exact on the 14th of April at 10:09 a.m. and won't leave us until the 20th of April. And so, first I'm going to talk about more about Sun's parallel to Mercury. So, positively, it can bring an increase in our communication. Remember, Mercury's still in retrograde. I think in Pisces, it's moved out of Aries at this stage. So, yeah, Mercury's in Pisces and it goes direct on the 25th of April this month. So, yeah. The Sun's parallel to Mercury gives us the ability to express our ideas more clearly and persuasively. Even though Mercury is in retrograde, we can become more mentally flexible as well, and it can also improve our decision making. Ideas and concepts can be easier for us to understand now, even if we never understood them before. We can also generate innovative ideas as well, and we can just gather research or use our analytical, rational, logical reasoning skills or our intuition to help us make well-informed decisions, or we can seek out expert advice. This can be from a friend, relative, boss, colleague, someone at the bus stop or in the supermarket. You know, these sparks of intuition or information comes from all types of places, right? But negatively, the Sun's parallel to Mercury can make us overthink. We can get caught up in endless loops of analysis and struggle to make simple decisions. We can also misunderstand or be misunderstood by others. So just make sure we double check that our messages are received well, and that if we don't understand what's being said, we ask the right questions. You know, it's not stupid. We're never too old to learn. I learn something new every day. In fact, the more I learn, the less I know. This is how knowledge works, because the knowledge is sort of like infinite. We can also become restless when the Sun's parallel Mercury, which is the same as conjunction, so we just can have a lot of mental energy, find it harder to get to sleep, have insomnia more than that. So we need to find ways, healthy ways, to calm ourselves and de-stress ourselves as well. So the best use of this energy is to write, to speak, to do public speaking, content production, to problem solve and to network with others as well, and to negotiate. So very good negotiate in selling and marketing energy as well, as it gives us the power, if we tap into it, to articulate our ideas and persuade others more convincingly. Also helps with our self-expression as well. We can find our own unique voice and stand up for ourselves during this time. We may find it easier to communicate using art, music or any other form of self-expression. You know, we have to make sure that we find balance, avoid overthinking. We need to make sure we take breaks when needed to allow moments of relaxation, to avoid burnout and self-care, and being flexible and staying open-minded and being open to the flow of life's twists and turns can help us do this week. Also, Mars's contraparallel to the Moon's north node lasts until the 20th of April, as I said. So spiritually, this can help us tap into our inner strength and assertiveness to align with our life purpose or live life more authentic and change our lifestyle and routines, and that. It encourages us to take bolder actions, be more brave and courageous, and just push ourselves forward to align ourselves with our highest purpose. On the karmic level, it provides the perfect energy for self-reflection and to confront certain patterns and behaviours that need to be addressed and released in your life. So ask yourself, you know, what is it do I keep repeating what people keep coming into my life, draining my resources? What ways do I drain my resources? Which ways do I drain my Mars motivational drive, sexual, creative energy? Which ways can I help preserve it and use my motivation drives more productively and make more conscious choices that are in line for your highest good and the psychological, emotional, financial, physical and spiritual levels? Psychologically, we can find ourselves feeling more motivated to go after what we want, building our resilience and working nice with that sun's parallel to Mercury energy. And whatever happens now, even though we can be triggered by emotions or events, if we're willing to learn the lessons, this can lead to a deeper understanding of our own needs and desires and give insights into the things that can help us live life more constructively and productively. And also, you know, this energy wants us to be become more mindful of how our actions and words impact others and how other people's words and actions impact us, and how we can let go of toxicity in our own thoughts and our own self-destructive behaviours and addictions, and also in our relationships as well. So yeah, also on the 14th of April, Mercury makes a semi-sextile to Jupiter. So this entered on the 13th of April, as at 8:38 on the 14th, and lasts up until about the 16th. And Mercury's in Pisces and Jupiter's in Aries, so this supports us being more curious, open-minded and allowing for ideas to flow freely. So supporting this week's energy, it brings enthusiasm, willingness to learn new things, to teach and to share knowledge. But negatively, we can lack focus, just like so it's doubling the energy that I mentioned of the sun's power out of Mercury. We can be overly idealistic, ignoring red flags, and have unrealistic expectations that can cloud our judgment as well. There can be a clash between our intuition and assertiveness, and this can add to, you know, the blocking our decision making processes. So, you know, we have two aspects that are directly affecting that this week, so we just need to chill out. Don't think you have to make all the decisions at once. Go away, weigh up the pros and cons. It allows us to engage in deeper conversations when Mercury's semi-sextile Jupiter, and people may come to you for advice, or you may seek out advice, and it allows us to stay more grounded and weigh up the consequences, giving us that intellectual boost, great energy for working with others, networking. But we just have to make sure that we don't get carried away, make sure we stay focused on specific tasks to avoid overcommitting ourselves and becoming overwhelmed. Look for a realistic perspective in all that you do, don't be afraid to research from many angles and attend workshops and, you know, watch endless videos online to gather your knowledge, and so you can make more balanced decisions. And this week, balance is really key, and make sure that, again, you know, we don't burn ourselves out this week. So yeah, that was the daily scope for the 14th of April.